It is time to bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning to you.
I've been having the type of day. I had an interview scheduled for yesterday, and it didn't happen. So we reset it up for today at the same time. And the person wasn't around. Again. But finally, as she called in, we got the interview done. But then Skype decided to update right before I decided to call you. And I was worried that it wouldn't work, but it does. There you are, live in person.
There you go. In person I am. And it's a nice quiet morning. It may be a cold one.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but it's quiet. And it will be quiet all day. With sunshine, you'll have high clouds. Mid-40s. It will cloud up tonight, low 30s. And tomorrow will be cloudy and windy with showers developing. 50 to 55. The showers will probably come in late morning, be with us through the afternoon. The wind will pick up. There'll be wind gusts tomorrow about 40 miles an hour.
Wind chill factor.
Never mind that. We're going to have to put out a Christmas decoration alert.
That's right.
Make sure you have all your lights and the blow-ups and everything else that you have outside. Make sure they're anchored down. And then on Thursday, behind the front, partly sunny and windy, mid-40s. Sunny, mid-40s Friday. Another front comes in with showers Saturday. Now, we told you about this yesterday, that the models were, some were saying Sunday, others were saying Saturday. I tend to think that Saturday was going to be the day, and it is. So showers will arrive Saturday by, I would say, lunchtime, and continue into early evening. And we'll be in the 50s, and Sunday will be partly sunny, and we're back in the 40s. So I don't know how that's going to play out with your with all your events going on Saturday.
Well, it is what it is. Is it going to be a heavy rain?
At times it may be moderately heavy.
Okay, moderately heavy.
Moderately heavy, yeah. Not like torrentially heavy, but moderately heavy.
People will just have to, you know, deal with it. I bet you we might get a lot of postponements where they move things. Anything that's outdoors, maybe they'll move it to Sunday.
Yeah, because Sunday will be the better of the 2 days. Yep.
Nothing worse than and what's the temperature going to be on Saturday?
Saturday's going to be in the 50s. Maybe 50 to 55.
Yeah, but still 50 to 55, and that's a cold rain.
Right. Well, relatively speaking.
Well, it's because the ground's a little frozen already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, and there's no leaves on the tree, so it just looks cold and feels cold. To me, it does anyway. Even though 50 to 55 is not cold. It's not cold.
Right. It's not. Yeah. I mean, you'll pay big bucks for that in February.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yes, you're absolutely right. We will.
Yeah.
And we take out the shorts in February.
Oh, you would. I think most people would. You're right. Especially the younger ones, the kids. Don't forget it. They'll wear shorts all winter long.
Well, why not? I say, why not?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. So other than that, that was it. I watched the great American Light fight, or whatever it's called, last night. Where you see all the different people's houses and how they decorate it and they can win money. Let me tell you, there was one house that had a half a million lights installed. And one person, I think it was Florida, I'm sure, I can't remember. Six acres of decorating.
How does the power handle 6 acres?
I don't know. Never mind how the power handles it. What do they pay?
Well, I know everything's now is LED, and so the power consumption is still way down.
Right.
But still a lot. 6 acres of lights is a lot.
I think so. I think that's a lot. A real lot.
They must leave it up all year long. How long?
No, they take them down. They show you these people actually getting ready. How do you like that?
How long does it take to set up 6 acres of lights? Come on.
Oh, my God. It's got to take months.
They got to start in July.
Yeah, really.
How long does it take to take it down?
I think coming down always goes quicker.
I don't know.
That's my thinking, but I would never have the patience for that. And if I were to do it, I would have to have help.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it without help. That's too much.
I announced to the people that go by my house and my neighbors, decorations normally go up the day after Thanksgiving, but I've got a new tree on order, and it's not coming to somewhere on December 3rd or 5th, so that's when the decorations will go up. I'm going to be a little late this year. A little late.
A little late.
But it's a new tree, and who knows? Who knows? But the decorations are up. And I feel a little strange sitting in the house without something up. But I'm the type of person, you got to do all at once. You know, I can't do dribs and drabs.
Okay.
I just can't. I can't do dribs and drabs. I got to just get out there and do it all at once.
And the reason why you don't have a real tree is because of the animals?
Yeah, I gave up on real trees a long time ago. The dogs weren't the problem. Cats.
The cats, yeah.
Cats. They get in there. They climb. When the lights are off, they seem to stay away. But when the lights are on and they see a twinkle and they think that something's in there,
okay,
they go right for it.
Okay.
So yeah, the dogs. I've never had a dog bring down a Christmas tree. Never.
No.
I've had cats actually climb the inside of them and bring it down because, you know, the weight's all counterbalanced. Both real trees and fake trees. So.
Right.
Cats are the marauders of Christmas trees. But I love them. But I love them anyway. I love them anyway.
And an artificial tree, it's a lot, and to me, it's a lot less bother.
It is, and these new trees are great. They have hinged.
They look like real trees, yeah.
And they have hinged branches. The
right,
branches,
correct.
You know, you don't have to put anything in.
Right, they just flip down. Right.
You just flip down, and the worst that happens, the second year you use them, you got to fluff them up a bit because, you compress it when you pack it away.
Right,
that's the worst.
Right.
But other than that, you just set it up and plump, you flip down the limbs, and there you are. It's like God creating the world.
Correct. Correct, you are. Wow. That's never heard it put that way.
I know. I apologize for that, God. All right. Well, don't apologize, but give us the forecast.
Sunshine, mid-40s, cloudy up tonight, low 30s, wind and showers, 50 to 55 Wednesday, partly sunny, mid-40s Thursday, sunny Friday, mid-40s.
And Saturday, yeah. And Sunday,
Saturday showers come back in.
All right, Pat, I want you to have a good day today.
And you do the same. Be well, and see everybody tomorrow.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.